Joining me now is NPR's Cokey Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Military action in Afghanistan has moved so fast that there's a perception here that diplomacy has fallen far behind.
Well, the Secretary of State readily admits that, although he says he thinks the diplomacy is catching up. But they aren't sure. There's a question of, as you were just hearing from Steve Inskeep, how they deal with different groups. The Northern Alliance is one that makes the United States policymakers nervous, and how the United States deals with its own allies in working with various groups inside Afghanistan, particularly the question of how Pakistan reacts to some of these organizations, particularly, again, the Northern Alliance. And what it means in terms of what this the United States and its allies has to do once the shooting war is over, does that mean peacekeepers on the ground while they try to figure out what the government is going to be, what the government is all about? All of those questions are now being worked out as the war continues, and continues, as you say, much faster than anybody at this point anticipated.
One of the remarkable things that happened over the weekend was the first solo radio address by the wife of the president. Laura Bush made a case against the repression of Afghan women. How about that?
Yeah, that was very, very interesting. And it came at the same time that the State Department issued a white paper on the status of women in Afghanistan, going through the statistics that before the Taliban, that women had a much more honored place in Afghanistan than in many other countries, that 70% of the teachers were women, 50% of the government workers were women, and that they had been brutally repressed. And the First Lady also making that case, even to the point of saying that in a new government, whatever that government may be, that there should be a place for women in that government. Now, when the Secretary of State is pressed on that, he doesn't say that the United States is going to guarantee some percentage of women in the government, but he says that any government that would be recognized in the world community as a legitimate and valid government would have a number of women in it. And it is true, surprisingly in some ways, that Pakistan, for instance, has said that 33% of the local officials should be female. So there's a question of whether Afghanistan will follow that suit, or whether the international community will try to lean on Pakistan to follow that suit. I must say it is not something that has happened in other countries after United States war there. And there are those who think that this is propaganda, that this is not really aimed at bettering the lives of the women in Afghanistan, but it's more aimed at bettering the view of the United States in the Muslim world.
Well, there are those who argue that no propaganda campaign can be effective in the Muslim world as long as the U.S. supports Israel. And the Secretary of State is talking about U.S. Middle East policy today at the University of Louisville. Can his speech make a difference?
Probably not. It sends a signal that the United States is leaning on both parties to implement the so-called Mitchell Plan, named after George Mitchell. But the Secretary of State says that he didn't put down conditions. He can't lift conditions for implementing that plan. He talks about a cycle of violence. That gives some senators pause, because they say there's no equality between the Palestinians and the Israelis. The Israelis are being attacked, and there's concern that that the administration is leaning on Israel here. And the senators have sent a letter to the Secretary of State to that effect, and that probably affects the speech he makes today.
NPR's Cokey Roberts.